What do I tell you all the time? So many of you get really down. We're losing. We've lost. It's over now. And, you know, time to order the Tree of Liberty. We have no other... Wait, folks, we are the majority. We are the large majority. The massive majority of Americans agree with us. When you know, in order to lose, Lee, you have to fight first, then you lose. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, my daughter's volleyball games. You have to, like, get on the court, fight, but lose. We keep standing on the sidelines going, we've lost. And I'm standing there going, well, how about we get on a court and try, see what happens? And then, you know, if we lose, we lose. It'll suck, but then we'll know, right? It is amazing to me when we have every single issue on our side. Everyone. Public agrees with us. It was in the 50s. Now it's in the 60s. And we sit there like, oh, we have to hide what we think. Why? Because some reporter at CNN who can't get a million followers on, you know, X is mad at us? Yeah, we can't say it. Well, there's accounts with 3, 5, 10 million on X. Who the hell cares? What? How on earth? This is so ridiculous. Kamala Harris is morphing into Donald Trump in front of our eyes. Why? Because they poll.
Yeah.
She's adopting every one of his positions. Cynically. Because we're not out there defending our positions. Trump is. Republican leadership, no, can do. Got to sit aside and mope because we've lost again. Well, we didn't try. We are the majority. And I mean, it's just, you look at the tone on the text line, a lot of people feel this way. Well, I'm part of a minority. No one agrees with me. And I, you know, I just see things the way America used to. But no, America sees things this way now. Majority of Americans want a wall. That's why she's like, hey, Kamala's like, hey, I'll have a wall. Majority of Americans don't want to be forced to buy an EV. She flip-flops on that. Adopting Trump's position on that. I mean, you know, give her 2-3 more weeks, Lee. Was she going to be walking around in a MAGA hat saying it was her idea in the first place?
Our J.D. Vance yesterday was saying that he had heard, and he's being quite facetious here, that she was going to don a blue suit and a red tie and say, make America great again.
Do not be surprised if by the end of this, she is using a slogan in her speeches similar to make America great again. Don't be surprised by any of it. And what is so crazy is to watch how hard the Republican Party, and by that I mean the Bush wing, fought Trump on these ideas that the Democrats are stealing from him. It just confirms what I say every single day. We are the normals. We are the overwhelming majority in this country. The country agrees with us. Not with them. All we have to do is stand up and say what we believe in. Stop going along with the censorship. They have to censor us to have a shot at winning and steal all our ideas. And yet we still walk around like, oh, well, gosh, that era in America where everyone agreed on these principles over. No, it's not. Americans just want somebody so badly to articulate what they think. And the Democrats can see that in their own polling. So they're adopting all of the ideas. I mean, and you can tell just looking at the headline, Lee, on the Axios story.
Yeah.
Liberal Axios, yeah. Okay, the bastion of the left, their news they go to every day. They know how cynical this is. They can't believe Kamala Harris is flip-flopped on the wall. They are sitting there in shock. They didn't even sugarcoat it. They can't believe this is happening. They're going along with it because they want her to be elected. Headline, Harris flip-flops on building the border wall.
That's Axios, not Fox News.
Not us.
Yes.
That's liberal Axios. They are a self-declared liberal publication.
Yeah, at least they say that up front.
Even liberal Axios can't believe they're watching this. And again, look at their headline. Harris flip-flops on building the border wall. Cannot believe it. This is just so cynical. And you know it's chafing them. They hate the border wall. They can't stand it. But they have to pretend they like it now for about 6 weeks so that all these low information voters can be hosed and fooled and confused with the idea that, well, you know, you can elect the president of joy, but still have all the Trump policies you love, all without mean tweets. You can't have that.
Well, you won't have that.
You won't
have
that.
Because it won't happen.
But they're hoping to fool you into thinking that you can have that. Just yep. long enough for you to vote right. for her.
Yeah.
This had Lindsey Graham losing his mind yesterday. Lindsey Graham, this clip right here is a top 10 story in the country. So here's the thing. This isn't fooling Americans. We can see that on topic polls. Yesterday, today, you know, I can see what the top stories that are trending in the country are in terms of hits, clicks, likes. And if you looked at it yesterday, Lee, this story was all over the place. Her flip, just jaw-dropping flip-flops. Here's Lindsey Graham losing his mind yesterday.
And to the people in Arizona, do you really believe she's going to build a wall? That's just bull. She said 4 years to build a wall and she's done nothing. For the last 4 years, they've turned every Trump policy upside down that prevented illegal immigration, and we're being overrun with 10 million people. They're not going to do anything to fix America's problems. If you're looking for her to get this nation back on track, you're looking to the wrong person. The truth lies in their record. Their record is horrible, is terrible. 4 years of Trump, this was a safe country, a prosperous country, and a safe world. 4 years of Harris and Biden, the world is on fire, inflation is through the roof, and the border is broken.
The border's broken. Lee, it's even worse than that, okay? Because remember, she's the border czar, right?
That's what they said.
That's what they said, the mainstream media, over and over and over and over again, till they told us they never said it.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Because they're liars, too, mm-hmm. just like her.
Yeah.
But remember, this isn't just an administration that hated the wall. This isn't just a woman who called the wall un-American, vowed to fight it. This is an administration that had, and I had to pull this out to get the numbers, 20,000 wall panels that taxpayers have paid for, $300 million worth. And what did they do? Biden suspended wall construction when he took office, appointed her border czar. While she was border czar, the Biden administration spent $50 million a year paying contractors not to finish the wall while the panels rotted in the desert. Because if you store them sideways the way they were stored, they will begin to disintegrate. They have to be properly erected or they'll, you know, begin to be destroyed.
Your tax dollars at waste.
They paid these contracts because in their clause, they you know, they had something that basically said, hey, we get paid either way. They paid these contractors not to install the wall while Kamala Harris was the border czar. 20,000 panels. Do you realize that they had enough panels at the beginning of the Biden administration to do 100 miles of that border wall?
Yeah.
Well, when Fox News discovered the panels and Bill Malusion's flying a drone over them and Americans are appalled, the Biden administration knew it had to act fast. By then, Kamala was already the border czar. They had to get rid of those panels. So what did they do? They sold them for pennies on the dollar for scrap metal to move them out of there so that they could continue the flow of illegal immigrants. That's what Kamala Harris does when handed a wall. When handed the panels. Remember how bad it got? Texas tried to buy the panels from the federal government. Hey, let us put it up. It works. They wouldn't let them. Instead, they sold them for pennies on the dollar. And now she says she's going to build the wall. She presided as board czar over the selling of the wall, the paying not to build the wall. This woman is really frightening. That just the duplicity, Lee. Just like, what is she actually capable of? I don't even know this morning. But just unbelievable to see them adopt every single position that the country club wing, the Bush League wing of this party told us was an embarrassment. We shouldn't believe any of these things. Why? Well, then we'll win and we could do them. Oh, no. More confirmation. We have everything that we need right in our hands. All we got to do is fight and we'll win. Folks, I swear, if somebody on our side doesn't learn how to write a headline, we're going to lose the republic. The entire listen, for those of you who use me for show prep, Jack Posobiec, I know you do. He posted on his Twitter feed a video of him listening to 98.9 WORD not too long ago. Listen to me, you guys. You got to pull yourselves together. You just gave the FBI a total pass. An unbelievably total pass. Nobody, I guess, had time to read past the first paragraph of Mark Zuckerberg's cry for help. His plea, his mea culpa. Help me. And we reported it all wrong. We got it all wrong. And in the process, we let the FBI off the hook for what should be thought of as crimes. Mark Zuckerberg's real message was, and it really something we've never seen before in America, totally lost on the conservative punditry because we couldn't be bothered to read past the first paragraph of his letter. So yesterday, everybody missed the scandal, the bombshell in the Zuckerberg letter. They missed it. The scandal is not that President Biden pressured Facebook to censor information about a pandemic. Americans are going to give Biden a pass on that. They're going to give him the benefit of the doubt. Well, he was trying to keep them safe. He didn't know. Nobody knew, you know, the real science behind the pandemic. The FBI was just, they were trying to help. The scandal the right-wing punditry in this country is missing is the paragraph from the middle of Zuckerberg's letter. It is that the FBI pressured Facebook to censor the story about a laptop containing proof of the crimes of candidate Biden and his family, namely the felonies of bribery, tax evasion, acting as an unregistered foreign agent. That's a felony. Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort went to prison for it. All of those transactions with the Chinese, the $4 million, with the Russians, with the oligarchs, all documented on that laptop. It's where it all comes from. Zuckerberg tells us the FBI pressured me to censor the story about the laptop, the one containing proof of the crimes of candidate Joe Biden and his family. To help Biden win? That's the scandal. Read the whole letter. Y'all, it's only a page and a half. You can find time. That's election interference by the FBI, especially since Zuckerberg is all but saying here in this letter, the FBI lied to Facebook. He's had to change their policies because of it. The FBI, he says, told him that it was Russian disinformation. And he writes in the letter, since then, we've discovered it wasn't. It's since been made clear that the reporting was not Russian disinformation and isn't, in retrospect, we shouldn't have demoted the story. The story of what? The Biden family's crimes. That is the scandal, the election interference. Zuckerberg telling us the FBI came to me. They lied to me. They lied to me to get to me to censor the laptop, the story of the laptop. What was the story of the laptop? All the crimes, the bribery, the felonies, the money laundering. We missed it. Nobody could be bothered to read beyond the first paragraph of Zuckerberg's letter. Making the scandal even more horrific is that, folks, remember, the FBI had Hunter's laptop in their possession since 2019 because it was part of the federal money laundering investigation into Hunter Biden, a criminal investigation. The FBI's censorship request to Facebook was in 2020. They had the laptop in 2019. They knew it wasn't Russian disinformation. They got the warrant to pick it up as part of their money laundering felony investigation into Hunter Biden. In other words, the FBI knew damn well it wasn't Russian disinformation, but was instead damaging information about the crimes of the president's family in concert with America's worst enemies. And they lied to Facebook. They used Facebook and other social media to cover it up. That's what the FBI did in order to help Biden get away with those crimes, help Hunter get away with those crimes and win election despite them. Then we missed it. Zuckerberg is begging us. It wasn't Russian disinformation. I changed my policies because the FBI lied to me, because they pressured me. We missed it. We're talking about COVID like a bunch of morons. Think how you'd feel if you were Zuckerberg, okay? And you later learned you'd been had like this by the FBI. They sent Elvis Chan in to lie to him. It might start to eat at you. It'd eat at me. You might feel like a fool, a chump, especially since you certainly now look like one compared to Elon Musk. You fell for it. The FBI got you, man. They lied to you. They did Russian disinformation. So, I mean, for Zuckerberg to say halfway through this letter, there was no Russian disinformation, wasn't true. We've had to change our policies to accommodate what? The FBI's lies to us. And today, incredibly the same Department of Justice / FBI somehow retains the credibility to indict Trump 69 days before an election. Because the conservative punditry let them retain that credibility by failing to report these scandalous stories correctly. Read the letter. So if you use me for show prep, I'm asking you, I'm begging you today, redo this story. Talk about it. The story is not that President Biden had them censor COVID. We knew that. That's old news. The plea for help is Mark Zuckerberg saying, they lied to me. They told me this laptop was Russian disinformation. I since learned they had it in their possession for a year and knew it wasn't, but they didn't tell me. They got me. They gigged me. They tricked me into censoring the political story of the year. By the way, they did the same thing to Jack Dorsey at Twitter. He just didn't write a letter. Zuckerberg just gave us everything we need. Now think about where Zuckerberg's been last few months. He quietly reinstates Trump's Facebook page. He'd taken it. He's talking about the assassination, said it was like the baddest thing he'd ever seen when Trump jumped up. He doesn't want to fear them anymore. And he thinks Trump might win. Folks, you talk about Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg has got something better than a polling firm. He's got Facebook. He can see trends. He can predict human behavior better than just about anybody except a couple of other social media owners and influencers like Elon Musk. He knows what's coming. He thinks Trump could win. He didn't have to write this. He's risking FBI DOJ retaliation. They might launch a criminal case against him in punishment. And yet he came out trying to give us this message, begging us to carry it. And we missed it. We missed it because we couldn't be bothered to read past paragraph one. He's got to be so frustrated this morning, Zuckerberg is. It was a big deal that he did this. I appreciate that he did this. To come out and say, there is no Russian disinformation. We were had. We were lied to by the FBI. We were manipulated and we had to change our policies because of it. That's the story. If you use me for show prep and you didn't say that yesterday, take it. Look, I wrote the whole thing up for you on my Twitter feed. Just take it. You don't have to credit me. None of you ever do. Just read it verbatim. I don't even care. Just tell people what is in the letter. Read it before we lose this country. Unbelievable. Folks, I predicted this would happen, and now it is. That you would watch the merger of the cartels of violent street gangs in the Democrat Party. They would begin to take territory inside America in blue areas. This would happen for two reasons. Number one, because the Democrats simply wouldn't fight. They wouldn't fight the criminality. But also because of the history of the cartels and these street gangs owning, controlling, and paying off city councils, mayors, law enforcement. It's what happens in their countries. They would see the upside. The cartel would have their back. If you want to know what the cartel having your back looks like, look at Mexico. Go look up the number of political candidates just in this last year in Mexico that were assassinated. It's over 30. More than 100 assassination attempts where people took bullets. Why are they killing candidates? They kill the candidates they don't own and the territories they control. Very simple. You're going to see this here. You're going to see them take territory. And you're going to see them begin to merge with the Democrat Party at the local level in that only mayors and police chiefs that let them do what they want, commit the crimes they want, take more territory, terrify people will be allowed to win, and other people will get assassinated. And heads will be turned, and people will pretend that you're not seeing this, and they will realize they have finally achieved their street gangs. By the way, these street gangs, this muscle is a feature of socialist countries. Maduro has them. If you go on X, you can see all kinds of videos from after the recent election with random what appear to be people not in uniforms opening fire on peaceful protesters in the street who protested the election, the theft of the election. Those are called colectivos. They're criminals. They're armed. The government armed them, but they don't run around in uniforms. They aren't part of a police force. So you have the ultimate deniability. It's a great system. The Democrats aren't going to be able to resist it, especially not as they're watching it in the streets of Venezuela. So, you know, when peaceful protesters get killed, you can say, well, it was, you know, wasn't my police, wasn't my military. It was just, you know, some gangs in the streets, some gangs that have what? Merged with the party. It's happening right now in Aurora, Colorado. You know, I've been warning about this on my Battleground America podcast. A violent Venezuelan prison gang known as Tren de Aragua, brought here by border czar Kamala Harris. This is what happens when you refuse to build the wall and you let 20,000 panels rot in the desert rather than erecting them. When you pay $50 million a year to contractors not to install the wall, that would have, by the way, blocked 100 miles and made the job of the Border Patrol much easier, which is exactly what Kamala Harris does not want. They would rather merge with Tren de Aragua. Aurora, Colorado. Prison gang known as Tren de Aragua. Unbelievable. Taking over swaths. Taking over swaths of Aurora. Gang members are trickling into the city and wreaking havoc. One local gang member, Jordan A. Jose Pacheco Serrano, decided to stay in Aurora. He goes by Galeta. Within months of coming to the United States in 2022, he and other gang members beat up a man at an apartment complex that the gang took over, conquering territory. In July, he was arrested for a shooting that wounded two people, but he's an illegal immigrant, so he is the highest priority American and thus was let go, because that's how it is in the Democrats' America. It's where we are right now. Now, his influence is spread, and he controls multiple apartment complexes in Aurora. Take a listen.
Residents of Aurora, Colorado, fed up with Denver's sanctuary city policies, now inviting brutal Venezuelan gang violence into their once quiet suburbs. You know, Denver has welcomed over 42,000 migrants, costing the city more than $72 million. One of these guys from Tren de Aragua, he's a gang leader. He's called the Cookie Monster because his name somewhat translates to cookie in Spanish, but he has quite the rap sheet. Assault, shooting, yet he and his gang have been able to somehow seize multiple apartment complexes. Not one building, but complexes, like the entire thing, to run their crime ring. How does that happen, John?
You know, it really happens because I think a lot of the city leaders are just complicit. They're allowing this sanctuary just to come into these areas, and they don't want to push back against it. You know, sanctuary policy is a state policy here in Colorado. Aurora itself, through the Aurora City Council, has kind of pushed back on it. But we're still seeing a lot of leaders try to ignore it and not let the public know exactly what's going on. You know, many of these are not average asylum seekers that are coming in. Many of them cannot even claim asylum. And, you know, unfortunately, there is this mix of criminal element which contains groups like the transnational criminal organization Tren de Aragua.
It's unbelievable. What's your message to those who live in suburbs, not just in Colorado, but in all 50 states, who think that the Biden-Harris border, open border policy, if you will, is really only contained to those sanctuary cities? And if I'm living in a suburb, I don't have to deal with it. What's your message to them, John?
It's not. The Biden-Harris administration is complicit in having allowed our borders just be in chaos. They've allowed this criminal element in. You know, as taxpayers.
John Fabricatore, former ICE agent. Listen to this. This is incredible. Gang members began terrorizing apartment complex staff. This is how they take over apartment complexes. The staff were forced to flee the properties. An apartment investor told the Denver Post they've lost control of several apartment complexes because the gang has simply taken over the units. They're afraid they will be hurt or killed if they reassert control over their property, which, by the way, they're still paying on. They were first hanging around the property. This is the Tren de Aragua illegal immigrant gang members, and creating a bad element that's constantly there. Then they started taking over. Quite a few months ago, they started taking over vacant units. People would move out, they would move in. In March 2024, the Tren de Aragua gang leader, Pacheco Chirino, was nabbed and faced several felony assault charges, but he bailed out of custody, didn't show up for his court date. Last week, he was ordered deported by an immigration judge, but Venezuela is not accepting him. So he's just running around because it's a sanctuary city. The Aurora Police Department does not know what to do, and they formed a task force with the Colorado State Patrol and Colorado Bureau of Investigation to handle the gang's threats. They now control three and possibly four entire apartment complexes. Think about this, that the landlord has lost control over. That is conquering territory. I told you that would happen. And the Democrats will stand by as they do this, as long as their council, city council members, county commissioners are paid off. You watch. Why is this so dangerous? Remember, last month, the United States Department of Homeland Security warned local law enforcement Tren de Aragua had greenlit for its members who've infiltrated the United States to begin shooting law enforcement. Shooting law enforcement. That's what they do where they're from. You're either on their payroll or they kill you. You're either with them or against them. You either understand that they would like to take this apartment complex and it's their territory now, or they shoot you. Do you honestly think that the Democrat Party is going to do anything when these violent gangs start killing cops? Because that's coming. They're waiting out this election, I guarantee you. Once they are safely ensconced under a Harris-Walz administration, the killings will begin. You wait. I was right about them taking territory. I told you they would. So anyway, right now they've formed a task force there, Aurora and Colorado, Denver, try to figure out how do we take the territory back? You don't. Not under a Democrat administration. You don't.
This is irresponsible. It's the height of irresponsibility for the commander in chief to suggest that we have to build a wall across our southern border because there are terrorists who are trying to invade the country. It couldn't be farther from the truth.
Let me be very clear. I'm not going to vote for a wall under any circumstances. This issue is about a vanity project for this president.
Right.
And it is a problem of his own making.
Right.
And listen, when I travel this country, folks have plenty enough problems that they need their president to focus on,
you know what,
instead of a wall.
On the subject of transnational gangs, let's be perfectly clear. The president's medieval vanity project is not going to stop them.
We cannot continue to have an administration and a president of the United States who puts his vanity projects ahead of the needs of the people of our country. Let me be very clear. I'm not going to vote for a wall under any circumstances.
Now she's for the wall. Folks, I predicted this would happen, and now it is. That you would watch the merger of the cartels of violent street gangs in the Democrat Party. They would begin to take territory inside America in blue areas. This would happen for two reasons. Number one, because the Democrats simply wouldn't fight. They wouldn't fight the criminality. But also because of the history of the cartels and these street gangs owning, controlling, and paying off city councils, mayors, law enforcement. It's what happens in their countries. They would see the upside. The cartel would have their back. If you want to know what the cartel having your back looks like, look at Mexico. Go look up the number of political candidates just in this last year in Mexico that were assassinated. It's over 30. More than 100 assassination attempts where people took bullets. Why are they killing candidates? They kill the candidates they don't own and the territories they control. Very simple. You're going to see this here. You're going to see them take territory. And you're going to see them begin to merge with the Democrat Party at the local level in that only mayors and police chiefs that let them do what they want, commit the crimes they want, take more territory, terrify people, will be allowed to win, and other people will get assassinated. And heads will be turned, and people will pretend that you're not seeing this, and they will realize they have finally achieved their street gangs. By the way, these street gangs, this muscle, is a feature of socialist countries. Maduro has them. If you go on X, you can see all kinds of videos from after the recent election with random what appear to be people not in uniforms opening fire on peaceful protesters in the street who protested the election, the theft of the election. Those are called colectivos. They're criminals. They're armed. The government armed them, but they don't run around in uniforms. They aren't part of a police force. So you have the ultimate deniability. It's a great system. The Democrats aren't going to be able to resist it, especially not as they're watching in the streets of Venezuela. So, you know, when peaceful protesters get killed, you can say, well, it was, you know, wasn't my police, wasn't my military. It was just, you know, some gangs in the streets, some gangs that have what? Merged with the party. It's happening right now in Aurora, Colorado. You know, I've been warning about this on my Battleground America podcast. A violent Venezuelan prison gang known as Tren de Aragua, brought here by border czar Kamala Harris. This is what happens when you refuse to build the wall and you let 20,000 panels rot in the desert rather than erecting them. When you pay $50 million a year to contractors not to install the wall, that would have, by the way, blocked 100 miles and made the job of the Border Patrol much easier, which is exactly what Kamala Harris does not want. They would rather merge with Tren de Aragua. Aurora, Colorado. Prison gang known as Tren de Aragua. Unbelievable. Taking over swaths. Taking over swaths of Aurora. Gang members are trickling into the city and wreaking havoc. One local gang member, Jordan A. Jose Pacheco Serrano, decided to stay in Aurora. He goes by Galeta. Within months of coming to the United States in 2022, he and other gang members beat up a man at an apartment complex that the gang took over, conquering territory. In July, he was arrested for a shooting that wounded two people, but he's an illegal immigrant, so he is the highest priority American and thus was let go, because that's how it is in the Democrats' America. It's where we are right now. Now, his influence is spread, and he controls multiple apartment complexes in Aurora. Take a listen.
Residents of Aurora, Colorado, fed up with Denver's sanctuary city policies, now inviting brutal Venezuelan gang violence into their once quiet suburbs. You know, Denver has welcomed over 42,000 migrants, costing the city more than $72 million. One of these guys from Tren de Aragua, he's a gang leader. He's called the Cookie Monster because his name somewhat translates to cookie in Spanish, but he has quite the rap sheet, assault, shooting, yet he and his gang have been able to somehow seize multiple apartment complexes, not one building, but complexes, like the entire thing, to run their crime ring. How does that happen, John?
You know, it really happens because I think a lot of the city leaders are just complicit. They're allowing this sanctuary just to come into these areas, and they don't want to push back against it. You know, sanctuary policy is a state policy here in Colorado. Aurora itself, through the Aurora City Council, has kind of pushed back on it. But we're still seeing a lot of leaders try to ignore it and not let the public know exactly what's going on. You know, many of these are not average asylum seekers that are coming in. Many of them cannot even claim asylum. And, you know, unfortunately, there is this mix of criminal element which contains groups like the transnational criminal organization Tren de Aragua.
It's unbelievable. What's your message to those who live in suburbs, not just in Colorado, but in all 50 states, who think that the Biden-Harris border, open border policy, if you will, is really only contained to those sanctuary cities? And if I'm living in a suburb, I don't have to deal with it. What's your message to them, John?
It's not. The Biden-Harris administration is complicit in having allowed our borders just be in chaos. They've allowed this criminal element in. You know, as taxpayers...
John Fabricatore, former ICE agent. Listen to this. This is incredible. Gang members began terrorizing apartment complex staff. This is how they take over apartment complexes. The staff were forced to flee the properties. An apartment investor told the Denver Post they've lost control of several apartment complexes because the gang has simply taken over the units. They're afraid they will be hurt or killed if they reassert control over their property, which, by the way, they're still paying on. They were first hanging around the property. This is the Tren de Aragua illegal immigrant gang members, and creating a bad element that's constantly there. Then they started taking over. Quite a few months ago, they started taking over vacant units. People would move out, they would move in. In March 2024, the Tren de Aragua gang leader, Pacheco Chirino, was nabbed and faced several felony assault charges, but he bailed out of custody, didn't show up for his court date. Last week, he was ordered deported by an immigration judge, but Venezuela is not accepting him. So he's just running around because it's a sanctuary city. The Aurora Police Department does not know what to do, and they formed a task force with the Colorado State Patrol and Colorado Bureau of Investigation to handle the gang's threats. They now control three and possibly four entire apartment complexes. Think about this, that the landlord has lost control over. That is conquering territory. I told you that would happen. And the Democrats will stand by as they do this, as long as their council, city council members, county commissioners are paid off. You watch. Why is this so dangerous? Remember, last month, the United States Department of Homeland Security warned local law enforcement Tren de Aragua had greenlit for its members who've infiltrated the United States to begin shooting law enforcement. Shooting law enforcement. That's what they do where they're from. You're either on their payroll or they kill you. You're either with them or against them. You either understand that they would like to take this apartment complex and it's their territory now, or they shoot you. Do you honestly think that the Democrat Party is going to do anything when these violent gangs start killing cops? Because that's coming. They're waiting out this election, I guarantee you. Once they are safely ensconced under a Harris-Walz administration, the killings will begin. You wait. You wait. I was right about them taking territory. I told you they would. So anyway, right now they've formed a task force there, Aurora and Colorado, Denver, try to figure out how do we take the territory back? You don't. Not under a Democrat administration. You don't.
This is irresponsible. It's the height of irresponsibility for the commander in chief to suggest that we have to build a wall across our southern border because there are terrorists who are trying to invade the country. It couldn't be farther from the truth.
Let me be very clear. I'm not going to vote for a wall under any circumstances. This issue is about a vanity project for this president.
Right.
And it is a problem of his own making.
Right.
And listen, when I travel this country, folks have plenty enough problems that they need their president to focus on,
you know what,
instead of a wall.
On the subject of transnational gangs, let's be perfectly clear. The president's medieval vanity project is not going to stop them.
We cannot continue to have an administration and a president of the United States who puts his vanity projects ahead of the needs of the people of our country. Let me be very clear. I'm not going to vote for a wall under any circumstances.
Now she's for the wall. Why? Well, she saw a poll and people like it. So now she's for it. Do you believe her? You shouldn't believe her. And like everything else with her, if you read into the details of it, you'll find you're not really getting a wall. Not really. There's some leftover money from the wall that wasn't spent because on day one, Biden-Harris suspended construction of the wall. She says they'll build that. They'll build that, and then that's it. It's limited. You believe her? You know what she's doing? This is actually kind of brilliant. It's totally cynical. It's going to be fascinating to see if she gets away with this, manages to win this thing. You know what she's doing? She sends out members of her campaign to tell the media on background that Kamala has flipped her position on things. Like the EV mandate, got to buy an EV even if you can't afford one, like the wall. And they tell the media this in secret without the media using their names. So did Kamala actually flip-flop? Nobody knows. And what's going to happen if she wins? She'll come out and say, I didn't say any of that. No, I've never been for the wall. Oh, that's just a rumor started by my campaign. You wait.
This is irresponsible. It's the height of irresponsibility for the commander in chief to suggest that we have to build a wall across our southern border because there are terrorists who are trying to invade the country. It couldn't be farther from the truth.
Let me be very clear. I'm not going to vote for a wall under any circumstances. This issue is about a vanity project for this president.
Right.
And it is a problem of his own making.
Right.
And listen, when I travel this country, folks have plenty enough problems that they need their president to focus on.
You know what?
Instead of a wall.
On the subject of transnational gangs, let's be perfectly clear. The president's medieval vanity project is not going to stop them.
We cannot continue to have an administration and a president of the United States who puts his vanity projects ahead of the needs of the people of our country. Let me be very clear. I'm not going to vote for a wall under any circumstances.
Now she's for the wall. Why? Well, she saw a poll and people like it. So now she's for it. Do you believe her? You shouldn't believe her. And like everything else with her, if you read into the details of it, you'll find you're not really getting a wall. Not really. There's some leftover money from the wall that wasn't spent because on day one, Biden-Harris suspended construction of the wall. She says they'll build that. They'll build that, and then that's it. It's limited. You believe her? You know what she's doing? This is actually kind of brilliant. It's totally cynical. It's going to be fascinating to see if she gets away with this, manages to win this thing. You know what she's doing? She sends out members of her campaign to tell the media on background that Kamala has flipped her position on things. Like the EV mandate, got to buy an EV even if you can't afford one, like the wall. And they tell the media this in secret without the media using their names. So did Kamala actually flip-flop? Nobody knows. And what's going to happen if she wins? She'll come out and say, I didn't say any of that. No, I've never been for the wall. Oh, that's just a rumor started by my campaign. You wait.